Okay, very good. So I think we'll start, and I hope that everybody will join and will hear us. So Alan is online too. So hello everyone. I'm glad to hear you again. Well, at least hear or read you in the chat. So great, that's our first meeting after our last ICANN meeting in Los Angeles. And as you understand, we have to plan our next meeting for Singapore, which initially was meant Marrakesh, now it's Singapore. I also would like to welcome our three new members to our group. We have three volunteers from the community. That's Sana from .fi Finland, it's Dina from .il Israel, and Vitlana from .ua Ukraine. I hope that they all hear us, and I also hope that everybody else hears us. So welcome, and let's start good work. First of all, so that's agenda for today. I sent it previously to the list. So we'll start with feedback on feedback. As we received feedback from Annabeth, feedback on the feedback we're asking, a feedback survey, Annabeth believes that it's really complicated to fill in the survey. Because before it was much easier, you just click what you like or what you do not like. Yes, this current format makes you think more, and at least I get the feeling that people do think more carefully and just really try to write what they think about the meetings and provide some ideas. Of course, it doesn't come as a surprise that people ask for more interactivity, more discussions, and so on. I think if I catch the guy who writes this every time, I'll have a very serious talk to him or her, because I have a feeling that this person do not participate in discussions when we have time for discussions. Because I think that this last time we had time for discussions, and we really needed people to interact, and unfortunately interaction was not as interactive as we expected. What else could we do? I have a proposal that in the next survey we add specific questions regarding interactivity. If there's such a word. I hope you know what I mean. For example, we ask which options for interactivity did you use last time, and then we list all the possible versions. Send email, send a question in Adobe Room, send, ask directly to the audience and so on, just to see what people really use. And once again, remind them that there are tools to do that. Other things that people ask is the diversity, meaning that we have more or less the same structure every time. And apparently that's what people mean. We do not surprise them, and I'll have it later in another slide. So they want something different, not the same structure every time. Well, this is a reasonable request, but I really don't see how we can fulfill this wish, because we have certain slots that are always there, like coffee breaks, and if we remove them, this would definitely trigger a surprise in the community, but I don't think that's the right way to proceed. We also have slots with ICANN board and GAC, for example. So don't know what we can change there. But that is something to think about. Then several people stress their interest in marketing, and especially campaigns, marketing campaigns. So we can think what we could offer here. And yes, what people really like, they like content that is directly related to their work, their daily work, CCTLD, which is also quite understandable. That's why people really like CCTLD news session. So that's something that gives them direct input to and some ideas perhaps. So any feedback from your side regarding the feedback? Oh, yeah, sorry, I forgot to mention one other thing. Two people mentioned that they would like to have translate interpretation service, and I know that Gabby has already inquired what would it mean to the CCNSO. So, Gabby, any feedback?
We haven't got the actual numbers yet because I wanted to have real numbers so that people understand how expensive this is and what that would mean. Unfortunately, I haven't received these numbers yet, but we're on it. I had a promise to have them before today, but I didn't manage to get them. But another issue with live interpretation is also that you have to think of that in every room we have to put in booths, like translation booths, and that is also not always. That's also not always possible. As far as I understand, the actual cost for the logistics would not be on the CCNSO. That would probably just be charged to ICANN's meeting department. But the logistics of putting them in, it's not always possible. So that's also another thing to think of. I think someone mentioned that we should cooperate with the regional organization in the region that the meeting is in. Well, that's a possibility, but again, we need to be, if we really want to go in this direction, we have to be really, really early. We have to, you know, let know the meetings people that we'll want to have interpretation so that we get a room that actually can fit the booth. And yeah, regarding the costs, I'm still waiting, but I know they're significant. So.
Okay, thank you, Eberhard.
I'm wondering whether I should not then start asking sort of in synchronized manner for Tech Day as well, because we might be able to make a better case if we usually are in the same room, and if we ask for Tech Day as well as you ask, and we ask on a separate budget, maybe that will help.
Okay, it's good to keep that in mind, but in any case, we have to check what it would cost to CCNSO, because as you know, a CCNSO does not have its own budget.
Again, I mean, the installing the booths, etc., would not be charged to the CCNSO, so that the separate budget doesn't really mean anything in this case, because we would still be charged for the two meeting days, and that is really what it's costing. A lot.
Okay,
but I also have to say, I have to add to this that during the meeting, and this is more and more frequently, I do get people coming up to me asking me if there will be interpretation. So I'm not sure this is a coming trend and if we actually need to look into this. But I can also add that we have done surveys on this in the past, and when people understand that they will actually, in the end, have to pay for that, most people indicate that no, that in that case they don't want it. So.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, this is something to investigate and keep in mind. And yes, it's Eberhard's good idea. Maybe if we cooperate, it could make a stronger case. Meanwhile, Svetlana has joined us. So hello, Svetlana. Again, I'd like to welcome you to the program meeting program working group together with Dina and Dina and Sanna, who are also new, first call for the three of you. So welcome.
Thank you.
Next, Here is, you know, you can see on your screens. This time we tried to send it in advance. Thank you, Gabi, for putting the first draft together. So this is the first draft with everything we currently have put together in one table. So first, we start with a meeting introduction. It's a kind of tradition now. Then we have a two-letter code discussion follow-up. Gabi, could you explain why you decided to...
this is something I can't really remember. I know that we discussed it internally. I think Bart asked me to consider putting that up. I know there had been some requests from somewhere to follow up the discussion. I think it was in London that we had. And I just had it noted, but I actually have to talk to Bart so he reminds me where it came from.
If I remember correctly, the board has already approved and allowed the new GTLDs to use two-letter codes. So what would be...
Yeah, again, I will follow up this.
Yeah, okay.
I can't really remember where it came from.
Okay, if we have a discussion here. So this is a slot. If not, I'm sure we will use it. To our benefit. So then we have a board meeting, we have coffee break, we have joint meeting with the GAC, then a marketing session. Any ideas?
Can I just add that? Sorry, that last time we had the meeting with the GAC at that slot, and I requested the GAC to keep it at that slot because I thought it was good that we were away anyway and we had the coffee break before. So I thought it was a good idea, and they haven't promised anything, but they said they have taken note of that. So this is just
be good
tentatively.
If they change time for the slot, it would be good to note it as well. Well, that happened last time. An hour for marketing. First question, would that be enough? That's one thing. And another thing is... any ideas who could present and what? Eberhard, you have a hand raised. Is that?
Yeah, I have a question with regards to the GEC meeting. Who do we speak with at the GEC to organize the meeting?
There are two GEC secretariats, and we're talking to the GEC secretariat that is handled by ICANN. They are doing the scheduling, but they don't have any power. Because they're relying on the chair, etc.
I will. You know that the deputy chair is a Namibian now, and we are having a routine engagement with him on a regular basis. So maybe I can just approach this issue when I meet him next time in the new year on a long-term basis.
Yeah, that would be great.
Okay. So thank you, Eberhard. Marketing. This is something to think about if you have any ideas who could present and what it would be. You can speak now or right later on the to the list.
Katrina, I have one idea. I know that the Philippines are doing a lot, and I know since it's going to be in the Asian region and fairly close, I would ask the Philippines if they can come and do something. I know they're doing a lot around marketing.
Okay, that's very good. But we definitely need some more presentations, at least two, I think. And really attractive, interesting projects. So any of the regional organizations involved in any research regarding the marketing activities in your region by CCTLDs? Okay, apparently not. Okay, do we have from? Okay, we have Peter and Peter, yes. Peter.
Hi, Katrina. Sorry.
Yes, hi, Peter. Yep.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Sorry, I was on mute. Yes, happy to look into any surveys that we could present then.
that would be good.
Whether they make sense if we anonymize them, but if that would be the case, then in the particular area, I'm sure we have plans. I'll keep you posted.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. That's good. And okay, so Alejandro also has a proposal, and Andre also has a proposal. Very good. I think marketing session is more or less set. Thank you. Then we have an hour and 45 minutes after lunch.
Can I add one thing here, Katrina?
Yeah.
Because yesterday I had a call with this secure email list cooperation working group, and they will need at least 20 minutes to present on their work, and this is related to security. So the security session needs to be slightly extended, probably to 1 hour, if we're going to have a security session at all.
If we're going to have a security session, then we need, again, we need ideas on the security presentations. Peter, I think that's your old hand. And Alan.
Yes, good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Good morning. Yes. Well, good morning.
Okay. Yes. Hello. Can you hear me, Katrina?
So we can hear you very well.
Okay. No, I just wanted to throw out a couple ideas for the slot from 2 to 3, okay? One would be the new meeting schedule that ICANN has approved. Keith Davidson sent an email around. Apparently it was approved at the last board meeting, and he and Margarita were the CC members on that working group. So I think it, according to his email, and I don't pretend to have any knowledge of this, but it's just that it will have implications for us. So that could be considered. Does it have to be done in Singapore? Not necessarily, but because it takes effect in 2016. Another idea is, the 5 CCTLDs involved in the IANA transition did a survey, I think, and so it might be worthwhile just to have a presentation of the survey results. Some of them go directly to the IANA issue. Some are had some more general questions, so that is a possible subject. The other, and obviously the third one is the IANA transition itself. In theory, the transition proposal would have been approved by the SOAC community in January, but in the off chance that that doesn't happen, I think we'll have to make a lot of time for that. So I just wanted to throw those three things into the hopper. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Alan. Just commenting on what you just said, I saw that email from Keith, and I read the proposal of how they're proposing to change meeting structure. So the plan is to have 3 meetings. The first meeting of the year would be just as it is now. Second meeting, the plan is to have it shorter, like 4 days meeting, with more interaction between SOs and ACs. And the third meeting slightly longer than the current format, with more interaction with a lot of things around that. I'm not sure if we should discuss that now. Of course, we could ask our representatives to the meeting strategy working group to give their presentation about this idea. I think we could also leave it to the summer meeting as well. It is up to you. What do others think? Survey results about IANA, it's a very good idea. I think we would really need a presentation about that. Should that be as a standalone presentation or a part of panel discussion? That is a question. Alan, any comments for you from anybody else?
I would I would see it as a standalone presentation, but certainly I would invite Peter to comment on this. I think it would be more to make people generally aware of this. There's already some materials that have been generated, so someone like Stefan from .se could do this, for example. So as long as you, like, give them a tight time, you know, you could easily take an hour, which it doesn't need, but if people can be introduced to the highlights, then they'll go and see it. It's more to make them aware of it. So, and it would be more a visual presentation with slides projected, which is why it doesn't necessarily lend itself to a panel discussion.
Okay. Okay, that's a good idea. Then, Stefan, one of the candidates, certainly one of the candidates for the presentation, but really would like to hear Peter's comments on that. Peter, yes, you have your hand raised. Alan, could you please put your hand down? Yep, thanks.
Thanks, Katrina. I think it's a really good idea to present that survey, but I would frame it in the overview that I think the group of five would like to give anyway. So that it becomes part of a somewhat larger update. And Alan, I'm not sure if it then makes sense to have a standalone session or whether it needs to be combined. I can't see the agenda for the second day, but I would expect that you probably already have foreseen a slot there. So I'm not sure whether it should be a standalone presentation or not, but at least it's a very good idea to present that. And the visuals have already been created, I think, both by Paul and by Patrick. So there shouldn't be that much work load on the group of five.
Okay, thank you. That's certainly something to keep in mind and see how we proceed. And probably we'll discuss it on the mailing list a bit later. Wednesday morning we have, currently we have a legal session. One, we have a proposal from .se to give an update. It's related to Pirate Bay.se case. And I'm sure that's a very interesting case and it's going to be a very interesting presentation. Then we could again ask Becky, hopefully she'll be okay and we'll be allowed to travel, to give a legal summary for .ir and similar case. And third one, we have currently we have a proposal from Dina. We could give, we could discuss and give examples of country code dispute resolution. So Sanna perhaps could give an overview of .fi dispute resolution, for example. That's one of the proposals we have now in chat. If there are any other ideas, so I think that this DPR goes to legal session, or at least that's how I would see it. Then we have one free slot. We have, now we already have four presentations for CCTLD news session. Those are the ones already asked for a slot. We have a slot for update from regional organizations. Maybe regional organizations, if you discuss amongst yourselves, you can come up with similar idea as you had in Los Angeles. I think it was a very interesting presentation of the survey research in all the regions. Maybe we could just end up with a presentation from the particular region where we have the meeting. In this case, it will be AP region. That's something, again, something else to think about. Lunch, another panel discussion. That's how it looks at the moment. Now we could discuss in more details. Apparently, I don't have any more slides. So that's what we have. That's what we have, and people ask for unexpected sessions. We have still had several slots where we could put something people do not expect, something that hasn't been before. I even had an idea, but to be honest, I forgot it. Sorry, next time I'll write it down, because it was, I thought it was a very good idea, but I can't remember it. So really doesn't matter what the idea was. Anything you could have, you would like to have in the agenda?
Katrina Dina writes she wants to have something about CCTLD community contribution. I'm not sure, Dina, what you mean.
Yes, exactly. Could you elaborate more community contribution? Okay, while Dina is writing, anybody else?
So we should really think of what we would like to have a panel discussion.
Yes, panel discussion. That's I'm sure it's going to be something about Diana transition. And actually, talking about Diana transition, one of the proposals, one of the suggestions that people would like to see is Diana transition in a more interactive way. I think that it would be really good to have somebody who could give a presentation explaining what's going on, but in simple terms, with graphs, with nice pictures, with something that just to make people understand the core of the issue and what's going on. Any ideas? Well, first of all, is this idea good or not? And if it is, who could present anything like that? Alan?
Well, I was going to point out that both Lisa from .de and myself have been quite involved in what's going on to this point, and I suspect that either of us could do a presentation on, if there is a proposal on the table, what it is. But as I mentioned previously, this proposal, under the schedule we have, the proposal is to have been approved by the CCNSL Council in January. So it may be just this is what was proposed or something like that, but just intuitively I know there'll be a lot of demand for information, and we just have to allow time for it, whether that be called a panel discussion or just an information session or something like that. So I'm sure that between Lisa and myself, we could do something.
Yeah, that would be really good. Could you make it really light presentation and with no lot of text, with lot of jokes, something that people could follow easily?
Seriously, given where we are now, it's actually very complex, and it's not a subject that lends itself to jokes. It'd be important that people understand it. So, unfortunately, maybe in marketing they could do the jokes, okay?
No, I just don't want people to fall asleep, because that's really the problem. Very complicated.
Right now, like, for example, if we were to do it now, we already have a series of flowcharts and graphs that show how some of these new things interact. So if some of that survived, then there would be some visual materials to aid this. But as I say, it's complexity, and I think dumbing it down does a disservice to the community. So it's not a subject that would be a candidate for a simple presentation.
Well,
I think what Katrina means that you should expect people really just not to understand. I know that there's a lot of and clarity out there. So I think that you have to just assume that you have to explain everything from the start, like real basics. That doesn't mean that you need to make it dumb for them, but you just need to make it clear.
Yeah,
and not assume that everyone understands on which page you are on.
That is a problem, yes, because every time you just add a new layer of complexity, and at the end people just get lost. Is there any way to get them back on track? And as one of the commenters, one of those people who gave feedback, they asked how we could increase participation from the community. By making it complex and boring, unfortunately, I'm afraid that we just push a lot of people back. I agree it is complex, and I'm absolutely sure that this is very hard to explain in simple terms. But if you can't, then nobody can, and that is a problem.
Well, I think what you're saying is you would like as high a quality of presentation as possible. I think you actually confused me a bit. You just want to allow opportunities for people to try and understand it, and certainly I agree with that.
To discuss this with Lisa and decide who will give the presentation and what message are you going to deliver to the audience?
Sure. I will
okay.
do that. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. And then, of course, we need ideas about panels, panel discussions. Sure, it's going to be about Ayana. But could you be more specific? Do you have any ideas, any requests, anything? So how do you think we should run the panels? Anyone? Okay, this is certainly something to think about. You don't have to answer now. I just want to plant a seed.
We need a special angle on Ayana. We need a question or a special angle. Maybe Alan, you know a lot about this. Can you think of an angle, perhaps?
And people who could participate. We certainly will need our representatives in the groups.
Well, I mean, I think maybe what you should do is rather than call that slot panel discussion, call it IANA discussion. And because as they say, at this point, I simply cannot predict where we'll be. As I've already said, the council is to have approved a proposal by the time the Singapore meeting happens. So if that, in fact, is the case, then there would be simply a presentation of what was agreed, so not a discussion, but just a presentation. If it's not agreed, then there will obviously have to be a discussion around the elements of it. So we don't know that right now, but I think really you have to allow a block of time for that. So just, as I say, I'd relabel that IANA discussion.
Okay, thanks. So another issue we have, currently we don't have a single slot for a working group update, and now when framework of interpretation group is gone, we have a lot of time. We certainly will need an update from our representatives in IANA transition, accountability, and other working groups. Do we have any working groups of our own who would like to have a slot, well, apart from this secure email list?
Yeah. No, not as far as I know.
Okay. We don't have that. But I think we don't have any other groups, but we have these groups, and I think we should contact members of those groups and ask them to give an update to the community. So could we do that on Tuesday. No, Tuesday maybe not. Okay. I'm not sure we'll have a follow-up discussion on two-letter codes. So we have 30 minutes there. So maybe two working groups could give an update on Tuesday, and then maybe some other updates on Wednesday morning. Any other ideas?
Are we going to have a security session?
Currently we have only our working group, right, on secure email.
Yeah.
So I think that security session was interesting to people, but do we have... Yes, that's a good question from Patricio. Are we going to have a meeting with our ICANN board members? Because currently it's gone. Usually it's on
Wednesday. Yeah. Then that will be the slot 10 to 10:45.
Okay, 10 to 10:45. Thank you very much, Patricio.
Yeah.
Yes. So, any other immediate ideas, or this is just some food for thought you could think about and just share your ideas on the mailing list?
But Dina came back and specified what she meant, and that was about how the CCTLDs serve their local community in the country, which I think perhaps will be a whole session, but maybe not at next meeting, but we could have that as a whole session, but as a coming meeting perhaps.
Actually, I think that's also a very good idea, and we had one of the requests on the feedback that it would be good and interesting to know how CCTLDs are fighting back their governments. So this is part of serving community. Maybe we could wrap it up together and just try to give an overview or at least some presentation regarding that. Not overview, perhaps. Eberhard?
As you know, I'm sort of an expert in interactions with government. In this regard, I don't think this is a very good topic because people, CCTLDs, smaller ones will be very loath to sort of spill the beans. And also, one model doesn't fit all. This is a local subsidiary thing, and unless you want to have just for information purposes what's happening. Yes, but if you want to see, can one use this in their own problems? Don't think it's going to happen.
Maybe we could turn it around and say not just like how CCTLDs fight against government, but on the contrary, how CCTLDs work together with governments to serve their communities better. So how do you approach them, how you find common ground and things like that? Well, just an idea. So Alan has proposed a community investment probe carried out by .ca that would fit Dina's suggestion. Short comment from my side. It's very good that people are giving or stepping forward and offering presentations from their own CCTLDs, but it would be really good if you could suggest some other, for example, your neighboring CCTLDs, your CCTLDs from your region who also could give presentations, because it would be really very good for the program, for our agenda. Any other ideas? Patricio, yes.
Yeah, no, not an idea, just a comment. The date of this meeting being in the middle of February poses a bit of a challenge for some of us, at least in Chile and perhaps in other countries in South America. February is the month usually reserved for holidays with the family. It's like August in North America. So this is only the second time in history that the ICANN meeting has been held in February. And I think it will be hard for some of us to be there. We are, at least in Chile, we are checking things out, and it seems that only Ruth Fuentes will be in this ICANN meeting from Chile.
Okay, thanks, Patricio, for your comment. So, maybe I'll just summarize what we have so far. So we have a first draft. We have several ideas here. So Gabby, please try to summarize all the ideas, and we see how we can fit them into the current agenda. And we also need, just as Yangon rightfully pointed out, we need to send email to the community asking for presentation ideas, in particular areas like marketing, security, something else. So, Gabby, will you prepare calls?
Yeah, I can do that.
Thank you. Alan,
Okay, I'll come back to you later, sorry.
Yeah, no, Alan, please talk to Lisa and think about presentation for CC NSO meetings. Well, you have to decide, you have to tell us the title and the length of the presentation. You just don't ask for much, don't be too greedy, because we won't have, we can't give you a lot of time, unfortunately.
Katrina, can I just add, I just received another piece of information, and that's about the translations who actually came during this call. And the costs, we asked for French and Spanish, because that seemed to be the two languages that we have most requests on. And the cost for only these two languages for three meetings per year, that would be $122,400, roughly. So it's a lot. And that's just for two languages.
Oh, yes, that is too, a lot.
It's 40,000 per meeting, 20,000 per language, 2 days, 10,000 a day per person. I would prefer to have this more detailed. Just for the fun of it. Why? Do you understand? If you calculate it, you come to $10,000 per translator per day.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think there are like at least two translators in the booth, because they are changing after, I think, 20 minutes or so. So it's actually
$5,000 per day per person.
Well, I think
travel,
including taxes, etc. So, but anyway, that's the costs for only French and Spanish. So if we're going down that road, we will have to pay, because the implications could also be that more and more people would want to have their language.
Okay, thanks for the info. Certainly something to think about. Another to-do thing is, Peter, could you please think about marketing thing we discussed?
Sure, will do.
Yeah, thank you. So that's all from my side. Anything, any other business from you? Okay, Alan is writing something. If not, thank you very much for participating, let's keep our conversation on the mailing list, and I think we'll need at least another call when we'll have some more detailed agenda, something to discuss. Thank you very much, and well, have a good day, and just enjoy your time and think about agenda for Singapore. Thank you very much, and well, goodbye.